KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us from Emmanuel Skilled Care Center in the Retreat of Buffalo Hill, we have the Director of Life Enrichment, Debbie Walton. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, John.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much.
So you make life richer.
I do. My staff and I, just our pleasure. I feel like I've got the most special and wonderful job in the world.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about what is life enrichment.
Kind of what it says there, enriching the lives. You know, it's not easy to bring someone into a nursing home setting or a skilled care center, whether it be themselves deciding it or a family member. So once they get there, you think of all the things they've lost, all the choices they've lost. And so it's my staff and I, our responsibility to give the meaning back to life. Or to add it, many times people are happier there than they were at home because so many times at home they were alone.
What's really fascinating to me is that when you get to Buffalo Hill Terrace, for example, mm-hmm. you're around people you've known all your life.
That's right. It's a community. We are truly a community.
So how do you plan activities?
You know, the basis for all activities is getting to know our residents, getting to know them, what they were, what they have liked to do in the past, what made them tick. And taking it from there, we try to individualize every person's plan of care and make it special for them, make it meaningful for them.
You know, it isn't always obvious to us when we look at somebody who's a little older than us, to realize that they had a very full life. They did a lot of the things we did. They experienced the same feelings we feel.
That's exactly right, John. And it's so sad when we find that out by reading an obituary.
Yeah.
And so for us, it's to find it out and to make memories in what they're still doing. We're a place to live.
So how do you get the information from your residents?
We do an assessment when they first come in, talking to their families, talking to them, and then just the getting to know them. We truly care about our residents, and we get to know each and every one. Just the little things about them and what makes them tick, what makes them happy.
And that's what you do, and you just weave that all into some great activity.
We do.
All right.
We do.
Debbie Walton's with us, and we're going to talk about engaging the residents and how she does that right after this.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Debbie Walton is our guest. She is here to help us live life to our fullest, and that's what they try their best to do at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. I don't know how to describe myself. I'm over 70 now. All right, now, I don't think I'm a senior citizen. I don't see myself as elderly. So I think the term that seems to grab me the most is aging American.
And we're all there. Everybody's aging every day.
Yeah, but it just seems like, I think of senior citizens, I think of my grandparents, and I'm not that yet. But nonetheless, the reality is, as we get older, things change.
We do. Our bodies change, but so many times the mind doesn't. It's still active in thinking and wanting to live, but parts of our bodies aren't working as well as they did.
So let's talk a little bit about how you structure your program.
We try to use, in fact, with all of our residents, it's called the wellness wheel. And in that wellness wheel, we look at the physical, emotional, intellectual, social, spiritual, and vocational needs of our residents. And it's our responsibility to meet those needs. So by learning about them, we can build their plan of care and figure out what it is that will make a meaningful life.
And keeping in mind that many of the people that you're talking to and working with have been very, very successful in their lives. They've had successful careers. They've had big businesses, successful businesses. They have saved lives. They've done many, many things that some of us younger folks hope that we can maybe do someday.
That's fun. It's fun to take those elements of their lives and do socializations and let them talk and let other residents get to know them. As you've said, many of them already know each other, so that's a fun aspect.
Engaging folks in what you're doing. Now, that's the second part of all this. You can say, gee, this is what I'd like to do, and then when you... Do you really want to do it?
Exactly. And people get in their rooms and, there's an adjustment period there too. We highly encourage people to come out. When they get to know us, sometimes they'll come out with us to the activity or we do a lot of one-on-one activities too. For those that just don't want to be in a group or want to get together with others. And sometimes they do eventually, but at first it's an adjustment.
Yeah, we talked earlier about the wellness wheel, and I'd like to come back to that if I can, because I understand what goes into it, but I'm not quite sure how the wheel works.
How the wheel works. So we plan our calendar. We do a monthly calendar, and of course, one-on-ones play a big part of that. But we have that calendar filled, and each one of these different elements has a color. So on our calendar, we try to color code those and fit that plan of care into, say physical. We do silver sneakers and do some exercise programs. Emotional can be many different things. We have speakers. We try to take care of seeing where they're at, what their day is like, and what they might need to fill that day. Intellectual, and what is it that drives us as individuals? Socialization, spiritual needs. We have a lot of Bible studies. We have church, of course, every week with our own pastor. Many different people come in from our community to help us meet these needs.
Sounds like a pretty big wheel.
It's a big wheel. It's a big job, but it's a fun job and so rewarding.
Yeah, so involving people in the community, that's one thing. But what about from folks outside the community?
You know, we have a wonderful host of volunteers that help us do all the things we do that come in from the community. We also encourage our residents to be part of the community. They're living, and this is their life, and Emmanuel is their home.
But Emmanuel isn't necessarily their community. Their community is still out there.
Their community is out there.
And you shouldn't feel like you've gone to jail or you've withdrawn from the world.
Absolutely not. And so we get our residents out into the community too. We do outings every week. We take them to meals. Choice is such a big word for us here, and everyone needs choices. So we let them have input. We have a resident council that meets monthly. They give us the input of what they would like to do, where they would like to go, and then we act on it.
I see that bus everywhere.
Yes. Our two buses are moving around.
I'm bringing people to church on Sunday morning, taking them out to dinner, taking them for tours at Glacier Park.
That's right.
So this is anything but just a cloistered community. You guys reach out in the community too. And I know there's events going on too that you invite people to come on in.
Absolutely. We've got coming things that we have coming up. Our fair days, which I believe is the 21st. I can't take 120 people or 140 people to the fair. We can take a handful, but I can bring that fair to us. And we, in our courtyard, we throw a big fair every year. We have miniature horses. We have a therapy goat.
Wow.
We have every kind of fair food you could imagine. We have midway music, balloons, just a great, wonderful thing. And a lot of our volunteers come and help us pull that off. Then in September, we have a dog show. Maybe not be Westminster, but it's our own Emmanuel dog show. And one year, I had 27 different breeds.
27. Wow. Debbie Walton is our guest. We'll have some concluding thoughts with Debbie right after this.
Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital,
You need to rehabilitate prior to returning home, but the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Debbie Walden is the Director of Life Enrichment at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and the Skilled Care Center and the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Let's talk a little bit about the retreat.
Okay, the retreat people coming in are usually they're short term. They're not going to be there long term. So they'll come in and stay from 20 to 120 days, maybe even 5 days, recovering from a surgery, a stroke, just something that they're not quite ready to go home yet. But after coming to the retreat and receiving some therapy and a little more time, they're going home.
And of course, the Skilled Care Center, we know what that's all about.
That's right.
Okay. So now your job is to, first of all, root out those things that people love to do and try to make it possible for them to do it.
That's right.
How do you do that?
More choices and more getting to know people. That is really the key, is just to get to know the individual and find out what makes them happy. What gives them meaning? And we just need that to continue.
So, I guess what I'm saying is, when I ask you how you do that, do you have meetings in your office? Do you just kind of cruise around and talk to people?
We talk to people. We take that information. We brainstorm. I've got a great staff. And such a blessing is Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and the leadership there and the freedom and okay I have to go ahead and do what I need to do to make and enrich those lives.
So you want to be able to act on your own.
You do.
Yeah.
You do, and they allow that and give me that freedom. I'm very thankful.
And you do it. I got a feeling you do to it.
we really give it our all.
Right.
They're special people.
Okay. What a great conversation. Debbie Walton, she has an interesting title, the Director of Life Enrichment. And that's a big one. Debbie, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.